Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, get involved. Get engaged. Make sure you have a clue as to what's happening. The information you need. Yep. We're waiting for Kevin McCarthy to disappoint again. Come on. Really. You know, I got laughed at by a friend of our, mutual friend of ours, Whiskey Dave. Did we really expect anything else? Was his response. I said, no, guess not. You'll listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network, right? Get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's a big deal. That always helps. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air. Involved in getting informed. I mean, that's the whole idea behind this, right? We want you to get informed. Once you get informed, I can set you loose on anybody. You'll know, you'll have a clue as to what you're doing. Right? You'll be able to speak up for everyone. Seriously. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Being involved in being engaged. Has anybody heard yet? I know McCarthy kept saying he was going to come out. But I haven't seen him. I haven't heard anything from him. And I'm hoping he does so he can explain this deal. Come on, anyway, you know any other way to put it? Because I don't. All right. Is Chick-fil-A going to fall in line with the wax on the left? I mean, I hate to see it happen because of where they came from. And they're getting heat from Twitter users right now. Basically saying, don't do it. Don't go down that road. Now, on Tuesday, apparently Chick-fil-A is going to gonna hire a diversity, equity, and inclusion czar. I have no other name for him. The vice president of DEI, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Eric McReynolds, a longtime Chick-fil-A employee, has had DEI leadership roles since the mid-2020. So basically, he's already been there. He's already made some changes, whatever minor changes. And that, you know, according to the owner, these are the core values of Chick-fil-A. That we are better together, which is really funny. Have you noticed that that's the mantra of all the biggies? We're better together? What have we ever been apart? That's my question. When has it been, you know, just because you don't accept or believe in something, doesn't mean you're apart. As far as the human race goes, whether I believe or don't believe in the gay and lesbian community or lifestyles, doesn't mean I don't consider them humans. It doesn't mean if one of them was drowning or whatever, you'd reach out to help. Right? Humanity is humanity. So I don't know where they get all of this. They seem to be really good at this when you don't agree or don't want to be involved. That means you're a hater. It doesn't work that way, though. Chick-fil-A goes on to say, when we combine our unique backgrounds and experiences with a culture of belonging, we can discover new ways to strengthen the quality of care that we deliver to customers, to communities. Now, again, you realize that the community they're talking about is 0.002% of the population. 0.002% of the people in line waiting to get their chicken is who they're saying they're trying to pull together. Right? And the world and the world message, right? They want to discover new ways to strengthen the quality of care we deliver to customers, to the communities we serve, and to the world. Right, because I'm sure you're really big in some of these other countries. We understand that getting better together means we learn better, care better, grow and serve better. Look at what we have allowed to happen. It said its commitment to being better together means embedding diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything we do. Ensure equal access, value differences, creating a culture of belonging. You know, and really, when you think about this, does that mean they're going to open on Sundays now? No, really. That would be inclusion, wouldn't it? How many people can't eat there on Sunday now? Because they're closed. And they're closed for, dare I say it, they're closed for Christian reasons. Yeah, no, really. They're closed because they want people to be with their families on Sunday. They want people to go to church. They want people to get close to the God. That was the whole mindset of the founders of Chick-fil-A. The corporate purpose includes glorifying God by being faithful stewards of all that is entrusted to us, having a positive influence on all who come in contact with it. The company, which got attention a few years ago in connection to past donation to groups accused of being against the same-sex marriages, now seem to be softening. But listen, if this is what they want to do, if this is the direction they want to go in, believing in capitalism says go for it. And good luck to you. It's, again, it's just amazing. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Push the right button. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Yes, some of you are asking. I'm a tad under the weather, but I'm not dying. Throat sounds worse. Actually, it sounds worse than I feel. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. As I said, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So, you know, you're not part of the problem. If you have the information, you can be part of the solution. All right. We're hoping, believing, based on what the founder had in mind, that Chick-fil-A will not take that turn, that hard left turn. You know, that we're hoping they don't go woke, right? And it's sad. Now, they think that using the same line that Walmart and the rest of them are using, right, we're better together? Seriously? Like, we don't know this. We weren't taught this in high school in the 70s and 60s. Like, this is a new idea of some kind. I don't know of any group. This is where, matter of fact, these hypocrites who are screaming that we're better together are the ones that are pushing for segregated graduations, segregated dorm rooms. Rooms where blacks and whites can be separated. Really? These are the same nut jobs that truly are anti-Semites, but we're better together. Right? They want to create a culture of belonging. Really? Seriously. Now, it said its commitment is to all. But is it really, though? Like the Dodgers. Did they really commit? You know, it's really funny, because when a conservative group or a conservative organization says something that might appear to be or doesn't line up with what the LGBTQ plus 27 wants, they're considered hateful and nasty. Yet the Dodgers allowing a known Catholic hate group to be given an award to show up at the field, that seems to be okay. Right? I find it all amazing. The Chick-fil-A was founded in 1967. It's been closed every Sunday. It's got over 2,600 locations, and it's probably one of the most profitable of the three or four biggies. And yet, what happens if they don't fall in line to this DEI garbage? Right? Yeah, you got to ask the question. I want to know why. I want to know what's exciting about this, what's lucrative about this, what makes it something. And I've been told it has everything in the world to do with the supply chain. If they don't have a certain amount of points, they may not be able to get their product when they need to get it, to be able to put it out there on the shelves. Or in this case, in your food tray. Okay. You got an extra, I don't know, $5.5 million that you don't know about? Or that you don't know what to do with, I should say? Well, the Brady House is for sale. No, the original one. It's hit the market for $5.5 million. It's been totally renovated. And it was renovated based on the show. So technically, I've been told, everything is there. In 2018, with HGTV, they bought the house for about $3.5 million. Right? And then they got the adults now, that were part of the show, to start talking about what was where inside the house. So they totally rebuilt the house. And the home was featured on a miniseries called The Very Brady Renovation, where these guys got together, I think back in 2019, and they rebuilt the house the way it was supposed to be. Now it's, anyway, the bottom line with it is, they probably totally built it out the way it was supposed to be. And the, if you got $5.5 million, man, I looked at the house. It very much reminds me of the original. But what do you want to live in there for? Can you imagine? You think you're, what are you, a little creepo? You in a little Cindy's room? Maybe there's like three beds in one room. Kind of weird, huh? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. A lot coming up. We're having trouble getting a hold of Rick Amato, but maybe we will, maybe we won't. We'll see what happens. I still get a lot to deal with, so it's not the end of the world here. The North Dakota dad shredded law-breaking school district. Again, why? For hiding his kid's gender. It's becoming a cat-and-mouse game. It really is. And now he's going after, as well he should, He's going after them big time. You know, this will end up in the Supreme Court. It's going to have to. And I hope to God it ends up there while we still have a fairly conservative group of people. Because, again, it's getting bad. Now, the parents of the North Dakota School District, they raised over the local board's decision to defy state law. You hear me? Defy state law. And keep students' family in the dark about the gender, their gender identities. It's right. They're your kids. And you're hearing these people, you're hearing educators and others saying, you know, the best person to train your child, the best person for this is teachers. You know, I guess parents, the only thing they're good for is having the kids. Then the state takes over from there. That just sent a shiver down your spine. Whose kids are these, one parent says? Do they belong to you as a school board? Do they belong to the Fargo public school system? Or do they belong to each parent individually? There's no possible way for each teacher to know every kid as intimately as their parents do. I mean, I loved it. These people were handing it to the school board. And the superintendent of school says we will not openly out any student because of one law if we know that that's going to cause. You don't know that. You don't. Maybe some emotional harm. But that's not your business. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is urging Congress to quickly pass the debt limit bill that was agreed upon in the White House over the weekend.
It will protect our legislative achievements, including the legislation that is creating good jobs in this country. And it's protecting critical programs.
Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young, said that neither the White House nor Republicans got everything they wanted. June 5th, the deadline for a default. Leaders in the artificial intelligence industry, along with academics and even celebrities, are calling for controlling the risk of extinction due to AI. A statement from the Center for AI Safety says, quote, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other risks such as pandemics and nuclear war, end quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are, well, I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Let's see if we can pull this off. I'm never, you know what? I always screw this up. Let's see if we can get this dad that is the one that was reading and letting these people know what was, you know, again, what was going on at this school. Let's see. Come on, come on, come on. You can do it. Like I said, it never works right the first time. But anyway, as his dad was reading what was going on, I mean, was talking to them about what's going on, the thing I always love about these school boards, and I won't say all of them, a little biased on that one, but I won't say all of them, because honestly, what happens is, you know, some of them that really care, that really want to pay attention, it becomes a problem. Because the rest of the board is not interested in hearing anything that you have to say. They're not interested at all, in the least, because they know better than you. They're smarter than you. Don't you know that? I mean, seriously. All right, let's see if I can get this on there so you can hear this.
Possible way for each teacher to know every kid as intimately as their parents do.
You talked about hiding information from us. How do you know any parent will react unless you talk to them? Why do you assume to know more about our kids than we do?
You support the school keeping secrets from the parents. Is that really what you're going to vote on? I sure hope not. You guys need to grow a backbone.
That was Brad Schaefer.
Yeah, exactly. The boards need to grow a backbone. They need to decide, you know, who's in charge. Is it the very few that want to browbeat you? Or is it you who were elected? You know, seriously, think about something. Let's walk through this for a second, okay? I mean, unless you're a squishy before you get on there. I'm known as a hardcore conservative. I mean, I am not so far right that I'm going to fall off the planet, but I'm known as a very conservative, hardcore right-wing Christian. And yet, I win my elections by big numbers. I am not, listen carefully, I am not in a hardcore right-wing conservative community. And yet, I still get elected. Because they like what I stand for. They like what I say. So why would I change that when I get on the school board? Why would I stop that if that's what people voted for? Why would I care if a very small portion of the community decided that they knew better than the parents than everybody else? Why? You like how I did that? Why? You don't. You do what's right for the majority of the children. You don't forget about the few. Nobody has ever said that. Nobody I know that feels the way I do ever said that you blow off the few. No, you don't. You make sure everybody in some way is taken care of. And just because, here's my argument with some of the other school board elected officials. You will never make every child feel safe in every seat in every school. It's not going to happen. Think about it. Think about the differences. They always talk about how unique the LGBTQ, like they're the only unique group on the planet. Right? You know, who's, and as he said, whose kids are they? They don't belong to the school board. They belong to the parents. The parents are with them every day. The parents are having to deal with them on a day-to-day basis. The parents are having to deal with these kids long after they get out of school, too. I love how they think that they're the end-all, be-all for everything. One of the, Brad Schaefer is one of the dads that spoke up. He's also a minister. Parents like Schaefer alleged the district's leading particular leaders, particularly the superintendent, Dr. Rupert Gandhi, are behind the effort that would conceal a crucial part of a child's life. And he's right. He's dead right. How do you even know how to deal with your child? You know, I've had this talk with some of my gay friends. Right? We're not lifelong buddies, but many of them understood when I said, did you expect your parents, from the minute you told them, to go, oh, God, I was praying for this. This is great. Or did you expect it to take them back for a few seconds, minutes, whatever? Did you expect that they needed a little time to think it through? Or did you think it was just all going to be roses? And every one of them said the same thing. No. I knew it was going to take them. I knew it was going to be a shock to them. Now, that's somebody who's sitting there and thinking right, thinking through things. Superintendent of this school said that outing students could cause them harm. Really? You're sure? Are you going to side on caution? Well, wait a minute. Are you really siding on caution, though? Because we have no idea. Now you're seeing kids that are detransitioning on a regular basis asking how you could do this to them. And you know what? And you're doing nothing about it. You still don't care. Seriously. It is amazing to me when I watch this and see. Some of you don't know her, but you should check her out on Twitter. Somebody by the name of Chloe Cole. Right? She was one of those preteens that was actually given a double mastectomy at 13 years old. She had just turned 13. She's now suing Kaiser. Because they didn't really give her what she needed. They didn't give her the real help that she needed. Why not? Because the real help she needed doesn't make big bucks. That's why. Really that simple. It is definitely, you'd have a long way to go to convince me otherwise. But it's definitely all about the money. Seriously. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But the other part about this is, you know, the superintendent here, he comes in, he decides to openly defy the law. The five trustees should be recalled in a heartbeat. And the reason they should be recalled, it's real simple. Did they not? You know, you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, to uphold the laws of the land, to uphold the federal and state constitutions. So does that mean anything? Right? I mean, sure, does it mean anything? I guess not. And again, there are more things happening in that state to help save kids and not hurt kids. And I guarantee you that the superintendent and others are going to keep pushing those aside. They're really not going to care about it. You know, maybe some of these people sexual harassment. You have to take these sexual harassment classes, right, when you work. And, well, maybe we should put together some classes to teach how to help these kids instead of hurt these kids. And maybe the trustees need to take classes or take these classes. Maybe they need to teach them what the Constitution is, what it's about, what it allows and what it doesn't allow. Maybe that's the next constitutional amendment we need to have. No, really, seriously, every elected official needs to take, I don't know, a 4-hour, 6-hour, 8-hour constitution class. Because apparently they have no clue. They don't know, they don't really understand. You know, the Founding Fathers never meant for anyone to take control of your kids. Think of some of the things they made them do back then that was all okay and fine. I mean, we even had at one point in time, thank God the Supreme Court, even a liberal Supreme Court, stepped in and said, stop it, it's ridiculous. They were trying to say, forcing your kids to go to church on Sunday. Right? It was a form of child abuse. It's just amazing. And like I said, it doesn't stop. It will never stop until we stop, until we get involved, until we get hard involved. I don't know if you knew this, but BLM donated just around 30% of its nearly $87 million that was given to them, right, to charitable foundations. In other words, they didn't do the job, so the rest of the money went into their pockets. Now, they've dispersed only about a third of its recent cash hauls to other charitable nonprofits. The BLM Global Network Foundation, the movement's primary nonprofit, raised $87 million contributions between 2020 and 2022. However, the bulk of the cash came from July 2020 to June 2021. Where'd it go? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. It truly is the way that things get better for us, okay? So, the BLM, which we all know at some point in time was hijacked, right? The I'm trying to say this in a way. Look, when BLM started, some of the feelings that they had, some of the things they were trying to do, was the right thing to do. All right? I mean, seriously. Trying to make changes, trying to make better, trying to bring awareness. Okay? I got that. And I was behind that. If you recall, if you listen to the show, you know I was behind it. But then as you start to see things change, as does a lot of organizations, as the money started rolling in, you started seeing things change. They went in a different direction, total different direction. They have done, you want to check on your own? They've pretty much done absolutely nothing for the black community. They've helped out nowhere where there was gun violence. They've helped out nowhere where the black kids are failing in the schools. Nowhere. And yet you're still supposed to hold them in high esteem, right? Of the $90 million that they took in from 2020 to 2022, or close to 90, I should say, they haven't given, well, they almost gave 30% of their money to other organizations, to organizations that actually help the black community. Right? Now, this is according to the New York Post. The most recent disbursement was $4.5 million in grants to groups such as Love Not Blood Campaign, Center for Black Power, ready for this one? The Anti-Police Terror Project, Trans Justice Housing Project. It's just amazing. Are these, how do these help inner city kids? How does it help them get a better education? Have they hired lawyers to fight for, you know, I don't know, better education in schools? Make sure the kids have the books that they need, the transportation they need, the proper teachers that they should have? I mean, really? The foundation gave absolutely no money to any of its chapters across the United States. That's according to filing with the IRS. It's not made up. The donation amounts occurred between the summers of 2021 and 2022. And then right after that, there was a massive reduction in donor support. I mean, seriously. They only took in a little over $9 million as of their fiscal year ending June 2022. I mean, that's almost $65 million less than it took in a year before. And they've had some really questionable, I'll put it that way, you know, issues that have gone on, judgments that they've made. They funneled almost $4 million in consulting payments to its leader and other leaders who originally started the organization, if you would. And you still can't get, still you cannot get to the numbers that they brought in that they claimed that they paid out. Now, they paid out $2.5 million to a Bowers consulting firm. A firm run by Bowers, one of their founders, between July 2020 and June 2021. They also moved $970,000 to Trap Heels LLC, a company established by Damon Turner, right? The father of one of the founder's kids. Another $840,000. Now, think about this. All this money coming in. Another $840,000 to one of the founder's brother's security company. Well, at least they keep it in the family, right? Now, she left her post, her leadership post, in 2021 because of all the scrutiny that was going on over her past real estate purchases with BLM money. She also bought a $6 million home. Or a Los Angeles mansion. It was purchased by the foundation, but for her exclusive use. Now, she claims that they were teaching classes in her mansion. Yeah, okay. Now, BLM activists were calling charity transparency laws, you know, triggering particularly the requirement that groups file 990 forms or tax forms to the IRS. You really think the IRS is going to take on the BLM? No, really. I mean, the leader of the IRS right now, the head of the IRS, is a white guy, old white guy. That won't go over well, will it? Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation hasn't responded really to anybody when questions are asked about where the money, what happened, what issues do they see. I mean, think about it. Think if they came out and said they grew too fast, they didn't have the resources in place, they didn't know who to trust, and they made a lot of mistakes. As much as you guys don't want to hear this, we're a very forgiving company, country. Wouldn't be a problem at all. I'm sure many people would forgive them and move on. But apparently, you know, telling the truth makes makes too many people uncomfortable. We don't want you to feel uncomfortable now, do we? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The View. You know what? If I got to give them credit for one thing. You know that every single day they're going to say something so far out, so whacked, that even people on the left are scratching their head going, huh? What did she just say? You've got Sunny Hostin, the View co-host, right? She said that white women want to protect this patriarchy because it benefits them. Let's talk about Republican women who continue to support President Trump. So somehow there's a pill they take that makes them want to support Trump, support white men. She added that they'll all fall in line with their husbands are doing. You know, I got to send this to... I really want to hear what Sonia has to say about this. This ought to be interesting. Let's take a minute to hear what she has to say. Sonny Hostin, for your entertainment review. Come on. This always happens to me. You know, always. Anyway, I'll bring it up in a minute. The View, of all places, they've never really had a hardcore right-wing person to be able to stand up for themselves, stand up for the right, stand up for conservative values. They just can't seem to pull it off. I don't get it. But, matter of fact, I do get it. They don't want to. Let's just be honest about it. Here we go.
I think that women, white women in particular, want to protect this patriarchy here because it's to their benefit. Yeah. They want to make sure that their husbands do well. They want to make sure that their sons do well. They want to make sure that their children do well. And they want to make sure that they do well. Most of the women in some of these studies are married white women, and they do fall in love.
They want to make sure their kids do well, their husbands do well. That's terrible. Terrible. How dare you?
Line with what their husbands, and they do fall in line with what their husbands are doing,
Do you attribute the continued Cuomo support among women, female voters, or Bill Clinton support?
I think the part of that. Oh, thank you. That's just nice. I think part of that is to Joy's position. They think that the policies of, let's say, a Clinton is in line with their policies.
Unreal. So she kind of stepped into herself there. Right? So it's okay to make fun of the white women that are supporting Trump. I mean, God forbid. Why don't you make fun of the black women that supported Trump as well? But those white women that supported Clinton even after he cheated on his wife over and over and over again, that was okay. That wasn't a big deal, right? It's okay by them. I mean, look at all these issues where we have of this kind of sexual promiscuity between husbands and wives and husbands cheating on their wives in that party. And yet, and the women standing behind those men, or the women still willing to vote for them, that's okay. It's not a big deal. Just amazing. Again, saying that they want to protect the patriarchy. Because it's a benefit to them. They want to make sure their husbands... I mean, terrible stuff here. They want to make sure their husbands do well. They want to make sure their sons do well. They want to make sure their children do well. They want to make sure that they do well. Why is that terrible? And she goes on to say, like it's a bad thing, most of these women are married. That's why they fall in line with their husbands. Really? You really believe that Republican women are not strong? Independent? You're out of your mind. Have you met Tammy Messina? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.